WCYB Cybercrime Radio. Hello again, this is Zach Hack. Today we're in for something special. Usually when we interview somebody on the show, it's a person who's gone through their education, graduated college already, and is usually working in their career field. Today we're going to chat with a cybersecurity enthusiast who's still in school, and I don't mean university, I don't mean college, I mean high school. He's a freshman in high school. Today we're going to chat with Mac. We're not going to say his last name, we're going to keep it anonymous. Mac, welcome to the show. You're kind of a cool guy to talk to.
Thank you, Zach. It's a pleasure to be on. I'm looking forward to it.
Freshman in high school in the southern part of the United States, usually high school students are not real serious about things. I know that I was not serious, especially when I was a freshman. You're into social media, you're into blogging, you're into going on dates, not cybersecurity. So our first question is, what led you to becoming really into cybersecurity?
Well, I would like to say around fourth or fifth grade area, I began to dabble in some basic programming in Python. And then from then on, I kind of learned of the more cybersecurity realm of that by doing some online training, mainly free online training to start off with. And then that kind of gave me the spark to keep going because it's a really interesting field once you get into it. And then here I am now. I've done a good amount of courses online, continue to do projects on the side. And I think that project-based learning is the best way you can learn stuff. And that's how I did it.
Now, let me ask you something. You're 15, you said?
14.
You're 14. At age 14, which you are, social media in your age bracket is kind of a way of life. It's a means of communication. You're chatting back and forth on any of the social media platforms. What is your take with social media and cybersecurity? How safe are some of the platforms, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram? How do you feel about those?
Well, to start off with, you don't have to be verified to join any social media platform. You can join and put whatever name you want or whatever place you live. And there's no verification for that. So there's no way for a person to talk to someone online to see, oh, I know this is a real person. They've provided a photo ID or some sort. So then you can talk about these catfishing attacks. People will reach out to people claiming to be a person who they are not, or to start a relationship in which they're not actually in there for the means of the relationship, but for financial gain or some malicious gain. So I think that, well, social media can be used for very good things. I know some of my friends use it for college athletics and displaying their talents. It can also be used for very malicious things. And that's where the user has to be vigilant themselves. And that's up to training in the cybersecurity field for users of social media on what to look for phishing attacks, catfish attacks, and things of that sort.
You said you've taken some extra classes. You've got some certification. What extra classes are you taking in addition to your high school studies?
I've done a lot of courses. Primarily, I do a lot of free course on Try Hack Me, Range Force, Hack the Box. I love all those. And then also, a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of colleges offer courses for free online. Example is Harvard. If you're interested in computer science, they offer CS50. I've done that, and it's a really great course. The professor is David Milan, and he's really interesting. Even MIT has some open courses. And it's mainly I've gone through those, and that's where you can really get some deep knowledge understanding into the field. And also combining that with the hands-on training, like you have at Try Hack Me or Hack the Box, it's really useful because then you can use the knowledge you've learned in those classes and apply it in with hands-on skills.
Another thing that you're involved in addition to your cybersecurity, high school, and your life, is the Civil Air Patrol, which I think is great. How do you think your cybersecurity training and your knowledge goes along with the Civil Air Patrol? How do you connect the dots with the two of them?
Well, Civil Air Patrol, for the cyber side, is actually very good. For our promotions as cadets, we have to do something called aerospace modules. And basically, you read the module and you take a test on it. You also do an interactive-based test on it. And they just added a new module of cyber defense. So that was a really great step in the right direction for educating youth in cybersecurity. And the material in the module is really, really good. Also, Civil Air Patrol, a lot of squadrons participate in competitions such as Cyber Patriot, which is also a really great way for youth in cybersecurity. So I think that combining skills learned outside of CAP and then applying them inside of CAP, it's really great to learn about the skills that you're going to do in the professional world and even the military. As Civil Air Patrol, I suppose, use some of those.
So when you do graduate high school, what are your plans for college? Where would you like to go? What do you got your eye on?
Well, my dream school is the United States Air Force Academy. I would love to join the Air Force as either a cyber officer or somewhere in the aviation field.
So that would be your dream job? That's where you'd like to end up?
Yes, sir. I would love either aviation or cyber. It's hard to decide, but I'm kind of leaning on the cyber side. I think that it's amazing to apply skills you've learned that you're really interested in and then also serve your country at the same time.
I'm really glad you didn't say talk show host at a cybersecurity radio station. Otherwise, I'd be out of a job. Hey, Mac, it was great to talk with you. An inspiration, 14 years old. It was really great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate you having me on.
We've been chatting with Mac, who's a high school student, cyber enthusiast, 14, already on his way to an incredible career and life. We want to remind you to listen to our other podcasts and shows on cybercrime and cybersecurity and more. You can find those shows at cybercrime.radio. This is Zach Hack. We thank you so much for listening. Remember, be safe online.